What do you do when somebody's not paying rent? What's the legal process?
You evict them.
Ah, so there's a lot of us that are not evicting some thoughts. There's a lot of us that's holding on some thoughts, y'all. I promise y'all, this has been my breakthrough. Bro, and I'll be super transparent with y'all. I get a text sometimes that's like, man, and it's just like, bro, you have the opportunity right there in that moment to think a different thought. And I'm challenging you now, evict them thoughts. Don't let them just stay in there and not pay rent. Like, they're taking up unnecessary space that you can be using. You should be using your mind for construction. I'm trying to choose my words carefully. Yeah. Construction architect. And not storage. Yeah. Architect.
We said it. Not storage. Be an architect.
Yep. So yeah. let's make sure that we evicting all them thoughts out your mind, man. And I'm telling y'all, that's the real secret. Like, that's a solution.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, that thought is taking you down a path.
What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of the Secret to Success podcast. I'm your host, CJ, joined as always by the Bayesian sensation, Mr. Carl Wesley Phillips.
What's going on, y'all? What it do?
Dr. King, five pillars in the building.
Yeah, bro. We on fitness right now, dog. Yeah, we going. I got the little fitness group together. And we going hard, bro.
Who's the group?
Man, I got Will.
Yeah.
You know, we got the mayor.
Shout out to Will.
Shout out to Will. Yeah. You know, I got Tommy.
Okay.
You know, we got Clefondra. That's Camille's best friend.
Okay.
And of course, I got my wife.
Okay.
Doing it and myself, and we just, you know,
for
75
days
straight.
That's 5 for 5. Oh,
that's yeah, it. Yeah. We
how many pillars?
Five pillars, bro.
And 5
feet. Come on.
We going every single day, all day, bro.
Praise God.
You seen the results already?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, solution.
Yeah, so and I've been on it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's good to be community, bro. Community.
Yeah, for
and it's
sure.
Good
it's
to
different.
See other people.
It's different, bro.
Yeah, it's not fun, man, being
it's
healthy by
energy.
Yourself.
Nothing is fun doing it by yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing's successful.
Nothing's come on, dog.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Douglas, how you feeling, man?
Feel good, bro. I feel good. I'm April 16, 17, 18. I feel good. I got to say this, too. I haven't said this to y'all, but I should probably have played it, but I'm working with a school in Chicago, and their attendance went from the bottom, they in the middle now. They in the middle now. That's stuff I don't talk about.
Come on.
But yeah, I'm pretty excited about the first semester we worked together. They went from the bottom to the middle. Then they just beat one of the best middle schools in basketball. They going to the championship. So yeah, just little stuff like that. But yeah, when you see a group of kids come, like, literally, Ma, over 200 and something kids out of 300 only miss one day of school.
Wow.
Yeah. We did a little initiative. I went and spoke. So they only miss. Hey, we had a couple kids that
we need
perfect.
Academic five pillars, because now you're talking about sports. Yeah. Now you're talking about their grades. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Their attendance. Yeah, that's fine.
We ain't going to say what that translates to in dollars for the school district.
That part.
For the principal.
Oh, no, for sure.
Everybody wins.
Every pillar is connected. Yeah. Everybody
wins. This was in Chicago?
Yeah, it's in Chicago. And he going to kill me. Principal Watson going to kill me. I can't say the school is right.
Oh, yeah. I spoke at the school.
Okay. What's the name? How you say it? I don't know how to say it.
Oh, Lazaria.
Lazaria, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know how to say it, but yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's big because Principal Watson, he's on it. He's that
and
guy.
And that's in the...
Oh, that's in.
Yeah, it's my grandma right there on
the 100th.
She was on 107th. So it's like, it's where I grew up
in the neighborhood. Right
it's in the neighborhood.
You go right.
And it's been a neighborhood for a long time.
Matter of fact, Principal Watson, he's that type of dude where he brought me over there just to talk about how can we redevelop.
Yeah.
Because across the street, it's just boarded up, vacant. Imagine going to school and you got multiple properties just boarded up and windows broken out and stuff, but yet you in the school and he got that school right where it's like an oasis in the desert, you know, and so he's really about the community and the psychological implications of the kids walking to school and coming in. He was like, King, can we just fix this up? What do I got to do? And he been looking to purchase or invest in these properties just to fix them up so the babies don't have to see that coming into the school, because it
set their whole life. But when you talk about, you know, being a household name, sometimes people don't look at that part of it. Mm-hmm. Like, becoming a household name allows us to go into school districts, you know, and make changes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So people see, like, maybe, I don't know, NFL, NBA, college football, whatever. But it's like, all right, that's cool. But changing schools, like, they're testing better, the behavior going down, like, yeah, it's a good feeling, bro.
The impact on that is way deeper than NBA and NFL. Yeah. Just to be real, like, you're talking about changing a whole school district. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We're talking about compounding interest. Yeah. What's that percentage at? Yeah.
I know
the S&P been growing at a rate of 10% over the last 140 years.
Yeah.
But now E.T., come on. You know what I'm saying? E.T. with the solution.
The squad,
with the solution. What's that percentage like? What's the APR on that?
Oh, yeah, solution, yeah. All right, my bad. See, how you doing?
Oh, no, y'all having very mature discussions, so I stayed out of it. I usually like to start a little lighter, but
I don't mean to not start it light. Said how I feel, and I was like, yo, I never said nothing about that, and that feels good. And the other part, the initiative part we did, it kind of got a little, you know, like, it. Let me just say this, more kids did it than we thought. So the initiative really got out of hand, and I was just like, you know, learning from C, bro. I just was like, bro, I'm in my 50s, bro. I can't do everything. Mm-hmm. So the initiative part, you know, whatever. And Boog jumped in, and he'd been going back and forth figuring out. And the Lord bless, our distributor was in Charlotte some kind of way. The Charlotte six man found somebody in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So it was about to be tough, bro. You got to ships 200 and something. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot. So they found somebody. So even watching Jalen troubleshoot it and keep me out of it, I was like, oh, you keep doing that kind of stuff, young man.
Yeah.
You keep coming up with solutions for problems.
Yeah.
And take your time, young man.
Mama
used to say.
Come on, don't you rush.
Don't rush to get
I got a fair file. You know, I love it when I'm on the way here and I catch one just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dog, I'm not even joking. And like, whatever level you think, like, I'm going to try to put on the story to upgrade the story.
You don't have to do this.
I don't.
On this one.
I really don't.
Man.
On this one.
Dog. All right. Listen, we on the plane. Okay. Dude sitting in the bulkhead, first row, all the way to the right. I'm sitting in 3A by the window.
I already know where this going.
Yeah. Big fella. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, bro, you know, from Atlanta here, it ain't but an hour 50.
Yeah.
My man falls asleep and starts snoring. Listen, I'm telling you, you know, I don't like him, but I got the AirPods.
Yeah, you got the
noise canceled.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Dog, when I tell you, within 5 minutes, my man was sawing down the whole first class.
Consulators back.
Listen,
not cancelling.
No. and I got the buds. I don't got the big, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm just letting you know, it was like he was powering through my. I'm dead serious, bro. And I was like, and so I took him out, like, and my man, now his homie, sitting right next to him, he on the phone, he like scrolling, just like, and I'm talking
used
about
to it.
I'm not talking about just a little. I've heard that a billion times on playing years. Yeah. You're like, oh, man, my man going there. You don't even know.
No,
bro. I'm talking about he against the window. And I, first, I couldn't tell who it was. I could just hear it. Yeah. But then I seen his body like. And I'm talking about so loud. And the dude in front of me.
He wasn't breathing.
Oh, no.
Succeed.
I'm going to be real. It wasn't really bothering me like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bothering him, though.
I just, you know, I try to turn my music up, whatever. Mm. But it was like more funny to me.
Yeah.
And so now it's getting awkward, bro, because like everybody, like, you know how they start looking.
Yeah.
And the flight attendant, she start like smirking like, dog, this is wild.
Yeah,
his homie is sitting right there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if anybody ever had like a sleep apnea person in their life, but you usually could just
bye-bye.
And you ain't going to wake them up, but
it'll reset.
Yeah, a little reset. Reset button.
I like that.
His homie had to be an S, like, you know what I'm saying?
And I've been here before.
I'm not
cause no problems. I've been here before.
He'd be mad at me if
Yeah.
So he's sitting there, bruh. So my man right here is starting to get annoyed in front of me. He working on his laptop. And it is like, again, extreme. Now, it ain't enough for me to be like pissed or upset or whatever. Like I said, I thought it was funny. But the flight attendant, she up there taking care of everybody, doing her thing. And he tells her, like, hey, can you wake him up?
The dude next to her.
No, he's not. He's in front of me. Okay. So I'm in here.
Okay, he taking action.
Up there.
He taking action.
Dude in front of me asked the flight attendant, come here.
He getting
and
active.
I could see because he was pissed.
He was getting active.
Every 5 minutes.
What was he doing?
And he had no, I'm like, he ain't got
flag
nothing.
On the play.
He ain't got no headphones. He ain't got nothing. And then, you know, the Delta boys, they give you ain't going. They definitely ain't going to make it loud. So he tell the flight attendant, can you wake him up? Like, go.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, nah. She was like, I couldn't hear what she said.
Yeah,
like,
it's not my job.
Policy or she
it's
just
not my job.
She just told him no.
Yeah.
And so he was even more mad.
Yeah. What did he do? What did he do?
I'm like, bro, you know who it is.
Yeah, you know what the sound is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was, but everybody was looking.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the only one I seen getting
frustrated. Yeah.
So, you know, for me, I'm like, okay, this turned into like a little, like it's like a little sitcom up here. So I'm just watching to see what take place. Long story short, she was like, nah, I can't do it. And my man, nobody else said nothing. And my man just blew the whole first class down. I'm talking about the entire time. So I was thinking, fair file, should the flight attendant have to wake my man up and be like, bro, you disrupting everybody? Because then I start thinking like, okay, if a baby crying or, you know, it's like.
Yeah, what can you do?
I'm saying you grown.
I'm just saying to me, file that you want her to do it. Her, I'm sorry.
It was her, yeah.
File that you want her to do it. You should have just.
She manned up.
You should have manned up and did it on your own. Because you was right there.
You're there.
Right?
You can reach
between. No.
He was on the other side.
He was on the other side.
Okay, I got you. Okay. Yeah,
he like, buddy, like 1D.
Was he window or was he I?
He was window.
Okay.
If he was window. No, he wasn't. You could just get up.
He wasn't now. He was window. He was front window. Dude in two window. He in front.
Okay, I got
right
it.
Window. So he would have to get up, move around, and walk over to him.
All right, still though. If you wanted it that bad, you wanted it done, and she said she couldn't do it, you should have definitely. But I just feel like if he did it the whole flight, it was going to be a lot of resetting, Ma.
Oh, yeah, no.
He's going to have to keep doing it, bro.
I was shocked because, again, we done been on long haul flights to Africa. But usually it take a minute to get into it. I'm talking about, bro, we wasn't no sooner off the ground.
Yeah, he was struggling.
And you got the engine noise.
Yeah.
You got the pot. You got all of that. And his homie was just.
So even when y'all went up, they ding, and they tell the stories.
Nothing.
When they tell you Delta been out for 100 years.
Bro, and I'm saying the flight was at, what time I flew it?
8 o'clock.
Flight took off at 9.
Struggle. He was still
asleep.
I'm saying 9, you, okay, even if you an hour, you can get up at 6. You know how they do, bro. You know how they do.
Yeah, you
know. Oh, he was hurt.
Man,
could you?
So here go, I got, when it was over, and he woke up and y'all was walking out. Was anybody giving him anybody looking at him like or say something to him?
No, not even a little bit. Nah.
He must have been. Yeah.
So you said the fair file is what?
The flight attendant.
Yeah, the fair file is it fair to let somebody sleep or is it foul to let him destroy everybody first class experience for 2 hours? Because it was bad. And like I said, I would tell y'all. If you put your headphones in, like I done put my headphones in a million times, like, oh, I can't even hear it no more. Yeah. But if you maybe took them out, you're like, oh, you can hear some.
I think the flight attendant should have tried. At least the reason why I say that is because if you ever got your phone, let's say you forgot your headphones and you trying to watch a movie.
Yeah.
And if you got the phone just a little bit with the sound, they quick to come over. Excuse me, sir, you can't play that without your headphones.
Yeah, for real?
Oh,
yeah, no
quick,
question.
Bro.
No, I didn't know that.
They did that with Junior one time. He forgot his headphones. And so I put a little movie on for him. Uh-huh. And I had it real low. I was going real low.
With the captions.
With the captions, bro. So you can read it. Just so you can hear just like, a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
She came straight over there. Excuse me, you can't play that. You can't leave me headphones.
Yeah.
But then, in 2 hours over, we got babies screaming, giving people the business. You're not turning down a volume on that baby, though.
I don't know, Ma.
It's personal.
I'm going to say this, though. Nah. I'm going to say Ma, he can't be a witness. You know, what do you call it when you are not a witness, but when you they ask you to come to court?
Oh, yeah. They would eliminate him from the jury.
Yeah.
They would be like, have you ever had a situation like this?
He got biased.
Yeah, situation.
I'm just saying.
No.
Yeah. Keep that same energy. Keep that same energy.
No, my man, dog, it was extreme.
Yeah.
Again, it wasn't bothering me.
I wonder what the policy is, though.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Because I know there's a policy for the...
There's a policy. Can't have your thing playing without headphones.
Now, here go. I have a problem with this part, Ma, because you can't do that.
Let me Google it. See
here go my problem, though, Ma. People be talking loud.
True.
And ain't nobody saying that when my man talking loud. So, like, which noise is the noise?
Yeah.
The talking loud noise is it the movies?
Exactly.
Yeah, because I had my phone on before, and I just had it on speaker. Just, you know, and they could hear. But I'm like, yo, y'all talking to each other
What's
loud.
The difference?
What's the difference? Yeah.
All right, you ready for this?
I'm 360.
The I need to call
somebody. Red Jacket and ask the question.
Yeah, what's the policy? Right.
There is no formal written airline policy specifically forbidding snoring, as it is considered an involuntary act. Flight attendants rarely intervene unless snoring is extremely loud, disrupts many passengers, or violates the noise etiquette, in which case they may politely wake the person or offer a seat change.
There you go.
But I want to know about the one about
that rule don't sound
change.
Conclusive, though. Like,
you
got to
go
no
to 42 G's.
No, now, I feel like that's how you would stop it.
What?
If you tell people you got to give up your first class seat and go back to the back to the Greyhound bathroom.
Hey, or what if they had, what if they made like a noise cancellation row? Where it's just like some row.
All the way in the back.
Yeah, and it's got all a glass enclosure. Yeah. You just
going to smoke, too.
You know, like the one on the long flights where they got the pilot get the little seat with the little curtain
right
on it.
You want
right there.
Bro, go ahead.
Away from everybody.
Yeah.
Go away, bro.
Yeah.
No, so it is.
I ain't never experienced that bad, though.
No, it was bad. No, I'm not even joking.
I've had babies crying and was just like,
dog, my man.
In first class?
No. My man, dog, I had my headphones in. And I was listening to a podcast. I wasn't watching. Like, when I put my music on, it wasn't, you know, I could barely hear it. But, like, just with the pod, it was like, I'm talking about cutting straight through. And, So, anyway, shout out to bruh. Listen, I wanted to tell bruh, hey, bruh, you got to go get checked out.
Yeah, he needs something going on.
Because that sleep
something going on.
Is killing
you.
Because here go the thing. The reason you snoring like that quick is because you ain't getting no sleep last night because you not sleeping good because of the
sleep. Have you ever seen anybody on an airplane with the mask on?
Yeah, Train wore one to Dubai.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We went to Dubai. Train had one on. He can't. So my whole family got sleep apnea. Everybody. I'm the only one who don't have it. My dad, both my brothers got it. My dad got it. And they don't even take naps without it. Like, so Train had his machine on the plane and was like plugged it in and, fell asleep.
How you plug it in on
Does
the plane?
It make noise?
It's just a plug.
Oh, wow.
Same way you plug your phone in.
Does it make noise?
No, it's a very mild, like, just air. You just hear. It kind of sounds like the plane. Like, you know, the air you hear on the plane, like a little trust me. A billion times better than any snoring you're going to hear, for sure.
Right.
But no, Train wore his on the
flight.
I've seen a couple of people, like, since I, you know, flying long flights that I have it plugged in. Because essentially, what happens is your heart is working overtime. Think about your sleep. Is when your body,
you ain't getting no oxygen to the brain, bro. It's rough.
Bro, I remember my dad and my brothers, they was like, bro, you will wake up, sleep 8 hours, and wake up and be like, I'm tired.
Exhausted.
Like, that's how my trail is.
You only processing like a couple hours of that sleep.
Wow.
So, like, I can't remember how many interruptions, they said my dad stopped breathing like 70 times in his sleep. And so, it's serious, bro. You got to get checked
for that.
And so I went and got checked like, okay, everybody else got it. Let me see.
No, I went
and I was straight. But they said, so the lady told me, she was like, as long as you don't gain no weight and your neck don't get bigger, you should be straight. But it's like, so it's not even just like you big. She was like, a lot of people who work out a lot and got thicker necks and stuff. She was like, that's when you can... have some issues or whatever.
He gonna look at me.
I ain't looking at either.
I know Big Tommy. He got to.
Oh, yeah. No, for real.
He got to have it.
I want to say this, though, because I went right? And it's like, nah, you ain't got it. But here's what I realized. I realized when I did used to snore, what it was eating late. Yeah, it was like eating at 7, 8 o'clock at night, then going to bed, because you know I go to bed early. Nah. So when I stopped eating after 6, that's a Tamisha thing. I was like, okay, I stopped eating after 6. I ain't had no problems after that. But if I go late, 9, 10, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, just, you know, even, that. Yeah.
But, Tamisha said I stop breathing sometimes, but it's usually if I'm sleeping on my back.
Okay.
So I've just literally learned to just sleep on my sides now. Mm-hmm. But she's like, if you sleep on your back, she's like, dude, you freaked me out a couple times. Like, I'll just, she said she'd be leaning over and like, is he breathing? And then she'll do the,
Praise God.
And she's like, I'll be,
she needed to be on the flight then with my man.
Yeah, she definitely would have got my man together.
Yeah, she'd have, come on. Yeah.
Go. You text me. Let me make sure. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
something that I thought was important that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
You text me a couple things though, so I didn't know which direction you wanted.
Yeah,
to go.
That first one, man. That you know, people were asking me.
Yeah, come on.
What is different about this conference? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And for those who got a chance to hear the challenge, first it was a 21-day challenge. Then I was blessed to come back and do 8 more days after that. And then those 8 days, I was like, you know what I need to do more? It's, man, I'm going to tell y'all something, bro. Like, the older I get and the more I slow down and really, like, pay attention and, like, not be moving fast, I can pick stuff up. And I'm starting to pick up that a lot of people can't just pick stuff up. Does that make sense? Like, it's like they want to get to another level, but they not, as a, you know, they used to say, they not picking up what you putting down. Mm-hmm. And so when I was doing the first 21 days and I was looking at the comments, I was like, oh, y'all not getting it. Like, it's not clicking, it's not registering. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about not focusing on the problem, I'm talking about focusing on the solution. You know, and what a lot of people would do when you read the comments, it's like, my marriage ain't, you know, I can't get, and it's like, whoa. You about to waste 21 days. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not about critiquing somebody for just critique's sake. This ain't just about talking about y'all problems for problem's sake. It's like, while we have to address the problem, we're not addressing it to further complicate it. We're addressing it to come up with a solution for it. So when I did the 8 days, I did it different. I had Didi on talking about, okay, here's a problem you had. Here's how it got fixed. I had my daughter on. Dad, here's a problem we had. Here's how you fixed it. You feel me? I had Flynn on. Like, Flynn was like, E, I was looking at how many people y'all were saving and the money y'all was making. It wasn't adding up. Flynn was like, bruh, y'all was saving hundreds of millions. Y'all should have been making hundreds of millions of dollars. So he was like, oh, I realized what you was doing wrong. You was focused on the people. You weren't focused on the system. So I told you to stop doing 80 things and start doing one thing. And I started seeing, literally, Ma, I started seeing. And so I just had people on who grew up with me or been in a part of my life and was like, I need y'all to see the solutions. And so I had people hitting me. Now, Ma, it was different. It was like, oh, I need to. And so I was trying to tell everybody, this isn't a conference of information. Like, y'all get that listening to the podcast. It's not about information. What we're about to give y'all that's different is we're about to start focusing on a solution, right? And I think I gave a definition to it so that people can they can understand what we're talking about, because I just realized in my life, Ma, I'm 55. I do remember being homeless and a high school dropout. Why was I homeless? Me and my mom had a problem, but me and my mom didn't have a solution for the problem. So that's what drove me to living in abandoned buildings, eating out of trash cans, right? I had a problem with my biological father not being in my life. Me and my biological father never met. We never talked. We never came up with a solution. So I became a high school dropout. You see what I'm saying? I'm just trying to show people I had problems. And the funny thing is, Didi was like, yo, you pretty much quit everything but me. What happens? I think I got an answer to that. But
Undefeated champion.
Yeah. And still. but I think
surprise,
more,
surprise.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. But I think
for
more,
some reason you stay and put my finger on it.
Then you're like, I don't know why. I can't stay around.
You feel me?
Surprise,
but I will say in my relationship with Didi, it was solution based. Uh-huh. It was, we got a problem, but we got to come up with a solution. So yeah, I just wanted to talk today about that. Yeah.
It says solutions flip the switch from victim to architect. Mm. Solutions restore power over your life. Mm. So those were the two that you sent me off the rip.
Yeah, that's big. More. Yeah. I just want we talking about the 9 to 5 millionaire. We talking about bricks. They say you go from a victim to an architect. Mm. So for you, Maul, when you, cause you could have went to your boy crib, the NFL player, Maul, and that could have drove you crazy. Yeah. Like, you could have compared yourself. Okay, so let's talk. How did that go?
It did drive me crazy.
And it drove you crazy to take that. So how did you go from being stuck in a victim to becoming an architect? Like, how does the solution part come in your life? And what do you think were, like, how did that frame what you did from that day forward?
Yeah, I think God always gave me that. And I thank God for always giving me the power or the ability to see into the future. And I noticed I was able to, when I got traumatized by seeing everything that how he was living his life, and I knew that in my current circumstances, I would never get there. I think some people, you got three different types of people. Yeah. You got the type of person that just say, like, they don't even try. They just like, yo, I'm not even going. This is just too great. I'm not even going to try.
Overwhelmed with it.
Yeah. They just like, yo, I don't even know where to start in this.
Yeah.
And then you got that other type of person that's like, man, I'm going to get there too. I'm going to get and not doing nothing. They know they not going to really get there. It sounds good, but they get that endorphin or that rush.
Yeah. It pacifies.
By kind of saying like hey, aspirin, I'm going to live like that too, boy, one day. And you know you ain't doing nothing that's going to get you that. You know, you see that in people today.
Yeah.
You be like, even cats that's talking about they going to lose some weight. Yeah. And they ain't doing nothing to lose weight, but they just be talking about, you know. They just be talking about.
I said, now you know too much.
Right off, said that. Now you didn't try to get first.
I ain't saying. It's for the people now.
You know what I'm saying?
They, for the people.
They eating extra Popeyes.
Yeah.
They talking about they going to lose some weight.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
They living in a fantasy. They delusional.
Yeah.
But then you got that other kind of person where they sit back and they recognize the problem.
Yeah.
And they say, you know what? My current circumstances, I'm never gonna get there.
Yeah.
And then you able to look into the future and say, not only am I not gonna get there, my family not gonna get there.
Yeah.
My spouse ain't gonna get there. My kids ain't gonna get there. Yeah. I have to make a decision. I have to do something. I have to come up with a solution that's gonna take me from where I'm at to where I wanna be.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I was. I didn't want to live in La La Land and pretend like being a police officer was going to ever get me that.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to be sitting here and I didn't want to just give up at a young age and say, I'm not even going to try. So I was that third type of person that said, okay, cool. This is where I'm at right now. This is my life. I'm not being delusional. This is what I'm making, $36,000. How can I, what can I do to get this kind of life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it? And then I think that's when the solution for me was to find other individuals.
Yeah, that's good, Maul.
That's living like this, but not maybe not playing football, right?
Yeah.
But that's a regular individual.
Yeah.
And because they didn't make it to the NFL, they didn't have any kind of like lottery, they didn't get any boost of money, they didn't get their parents and get money. Cause my guy, he changed overnight. Got drafted, boom, he had money.
Yeah.
All right. The solution is, who are the other individuals that maybe took multiple years, several years to invest and get to that point?
Yeah.
And so I went and sought after those individuals. And then I just followed the step. What did you do, sir? Oh, man, I see the way you living. I see how you got a house. I know you don't play in the NFL. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm a real estate investor.
Yeah.
Okay, real estate investor. So by doing real estate, you can live like that? Yeah, well, this is my life. This is how I live. Oh, okay, cool. Let me follow that path.
Yeah.
So I went and sought after just evidence of other individuals that's living the way that I wanted to live, but not being delusional, but you still using my friend and that exposure and that gut punch, using that as the measurement, but yet now coming back and finding other individuals on my level that took the steps to get there.
Yeah, let's talk about that though real quick, Mark, because I think that's important. So name the three people again.
the three people. You got the first individual that just don't even try. They just give up. They just like, yo, this is too insurmountable for me. This is just too large. Yeah. I'm not even going to do it.
Yeah.
That's no. They want it, but they ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two is the type of person that know they not going to do it, but they just want to live in that delusion.
Yeah.
They live in that delusion of, you know what? I'm going to get there too. I'm going to get there. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
But you ain't doing nothing that's in line with becoming a millionaire or getting that vision that you have for yourself.
Yeah. But
even if the vision is losing weight, like we said, or even if the vision is I'm going to get married one day, but you're not conducting yourself as a husband or a wife.
Yeah.
You're delusional. You're not doing the things that it takes to be a wife or doing the things that it takes to be a husband. And so that was the second person. Then the third type of person is that person that sees what's happening. And you go back and you find the solution to get to that point. That most people don't operate in that last one because it's hard. It wasn't easy for me. And
it wasn't easy for you to what?
It wasn't easy for me to come back and face reality that I was so far away from that vision. That was like the vision of my friend. He was able to put himself in that position in literally overnight from draft. Me, I had to come back to reality and say, yo, this is going to take about 5, 6, 10, maybe 10 years to get to that point that he's living at. But I was okay with that. Most people not okay with that. They're looking for instant gratification. And a lot of times the solution is never instant gratification. The solution never takes place overnight.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that's for me.
Yeah, no, that's good.
I was that third type of person, and most people don't operate in that because it takes time. Most people get in real estate, bro, and they looking to get rich overnight. And it's like, yo, this is not a get rich quick thing. It's a get wealthy slow. Mm. You ain't gonna never get rich quick. You're gonna get wealthy slow.
Yeah.
And most people, but during the process of getting wealthy, you know, my kids getting to go to school, private school for free. My daughter getting to go to college for free. My wife being able to be retired and not have to, you know, work a job unless she wanted to over the years. So I think that most people like, oh, because I can't get rich overnight, the lottery, getting drafted to the NBA, the NFL, they can't see the long-term solution. You know, they just go quick, like overnight type deal. So
yeah, I think the thing that I'm most excited about with this conference, for me at least, in terms of what I'm excited to teach on, is just like the intentionality in which that I think we learned how to live. And just like the one thing, again, and I always say, like, I don't know if E was just like, I don't know if he was like a prophet in that regard or whatever, but he was just like, yo, we got to stay in motion, right? And it's like, so Carl know, like, we never had idle time. And when I look at people now, it's like, you got so much idle time, and it's not even like you're a bad person. It's just like, you wake up and you're not sure what to do, right? So like, we put in the work. So I was telling somebody the other day, like, okay, y'all know I've been on that consistency without quality is rehearsed failure. And so when we first were doing our thing, I felt like, you know, even though we were consistent, we were rehearsing failure when we were just doing Break the Cycle, right? Like, we never really saw the needle really move when it was like, oh, we're just going to brand the whole company. We were doing stuff, but it wasn't necessarily moving us towards our goals. And so what happens is, you know, you're consistent, but you're not consistent in the right habits. And so what you're talking about right now is just really being able to go to work, put those solutions in place, figure out what you want, and then waking up every single day and doing these micro actions towards that, right? And so what happens is, most people, especially you listening to this podcast, again, you listening to this, you're trying to get better, you're working, you're not a bad person, but you do have little things every day that's slowly killing you. Just like the little habits is going to build you up, the little habits is going to kill you, even if you don't recognize it in the moment, right? You may not be like beating your wife and, you know, smoking crack. We're not talking about that. Like, those are like major, like, whoa. So the other day, it's so crazy. Can y'all see my thumbs?
Yeah.
Bruh, let me tell you something. So you see it on the exact same? Bruh, I was sitting there one day. I was like, it's like, dang. Look down. Both of my thumbs right here was raw. And I was like, and Candace was like, yo, what was, I was like, I don't even know.
Right.
I was tripping. I was like, yo, why are my thumbs like, and it's like the exact same mark. And I was like, huh, that's weird. And I couldn't even figure. I'm like, I ain't burned myself. I ain't hit myself, nothing. Bruh, I went downstairs later to work out with Trey, and I picked up the weights. And when I tell you, I got a big hand, obviously. The edge of the weight, when I was curling, I was doing my curl workout, was barely, just barely, because I did like, I found a YouTube video or something. My man had did a bunch of like sets, and it was like, you know, doing like different stuff with the weights. So I was turning the weights like a different way than I usually do, whatever. Carl, it must have been the faintest scrape over and over and over. And I had no idea. It didn't hurt. Wow. It didn't, like, I literally was just, I put the weights down. Yeah, I was good. Like, I'm good. Yeah. I never even noticed it, bro. I never noticed it. And then I looked down and was like,
both hands.
What the? And I didn't even know what it was. So again, think of, I want
good,
you. Yeah, when you're thinking about every day you wake up, I'm not, bro, I didn't even know. So you, because I wasn't intentional about it. Like, I didn't stop and go, all right, what am I doing? Am I doing it right? Like, I switched up what I was doing, and I'm like, how many of y'all, you wake up every day, you don't even mean to be broke.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rob. We say the quote once a year. Yeah. If you're not intentionally trying to get wealthy, you might end up accidentally broke.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, I accidentally. But how many people, you wake up and you accidentally get on your phone and spend 3 hours scrolling?
Yeah.
You weren't trying to be. No, you know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you, the thing that E made us do is, hey, we don't have nothing to do, or we got something to do.
Yeah.
Come in the office. Yeah. Intentionality. So when I look at, like, okay, cool, New York Times bestseller, that's intentionality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's an intentionality that comes with putting goals out there that. And to your point, more, not just saying, I want to lose weight, but then saying, all right, what's the plan that I'm committed to as it relates to that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Am I committed to working out twice a day? Am I committed to a gallon of water?
Yeah.
Most people can't even be committed to a gallon of water.
Yeah.
That's why I said people like.
Yeah, see, but that's some intentionality.
But it is.
You feel me? Whether you know it or not, that's some intentionality, bro.
You got to drink a certain amount of morning to get that done.
Oh, no question.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So my point to you is how long, like I said, bro, and Boog, we just had this conversation, but I'm just like, yo, how long can you bring your best self? Yeah. Mm. How long? How long can you drink a gallon of water every day?
I think that's where it goes.
Can you do it for a week? Can you do it for a year? Yeah. Can you do it for 2 years? You know what I'm saying? Like, how long can you do it? How long can you wake up and intentionally go after it? And here's the thing. Even if it doesn't necessarily look like you thought it was supposed to look, because I'm going to be real, ain't nothing piss you off more than 2 weeks go by, you've been working out like a dog and drinking water and ain't nobody said nothing.
It's like, what?
You're like, nope, that ain't even working. You see what I'm saying? So can you still do it under that, you know what I mean? So
yeah, no, I was just gonna say when you was hitting it and you hit it perfectly, but that commitment.
That was kind of wild.
I know you don't hear that much.
Boog was the one who was back there.
Bro, I can't even be little kid. I'm in sixth grade.
Come on,
Principal
Watson. I said I hit it perfectly. I was like, okay,
I didn't even Keep going, Maul. I'm right here for you.
Blame Boog. Boog was one. I wasn't even going to say that.
And it's always the light-skinned guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Bro, but it's something, just to stay with what we were talking about, that commitment part. I don't think, bro, I think that's the issue.
Yeah.
Because let's say if you got step one in the beginning right here is just saying what you want.
Yeah.
Everybody does that. Absolutely. Everybody say what they want. Yeah. Let's go to step three is realizing it. In the middle is the commitment part. Mm-hmm. That commitment part, you can say what you want.
Yeah.
Like literally quick. Anybody can say it. The commitment part happens as a result. Yeah. That commitment, that middle part is the part that most people fall off on. And that's the part that most people don't even understand what commitment really is. Yeah. And sometimes I see it when people work out. You know, you saw me just the other day. I made a commitment to these other four individuals that every single day we're going to wake up, we're going to do two workouts, we're going to eat right, we're going to drink a gallon of water, you can't go to bed until you've done your second workout. We watching a basketball game last night at CJ Dead's house. What was I doing?
Working out.
I'm in the living room. Working, nobody is there. CJ ain't about to go to, hey, y'all, Maul wasn't working out.
Workout.
But it's
I wouldn't even know if you worked out already.
Right, but it's mm-hmm. I'm in. It's something that has to be inside of you where you have to be committed to yourself. Something that you have to feel and be like, yo, I'm not gonna disappoint myself. Yeah, nobody gonna know. Nobody's gonna know if I do this other workout or not.
Well, yeah, they will eventually.
But eventually, right. The results right. are gonna show.
Absolutely.
And so, really, and that's a great point. Yeah. Really, when people look at my life, bruh, it's not about what I said in the beginning. Mm. It's not about what you see right now. It's about all the stuff in the middle where I stay committed. Yeah. I stay committed to the dream. I stay committed to the vision. And so now you're seeing nothing more than the results of my commitments.
And that's why I tell, but that's what Carl.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. No, I was going to say real quick. Let's go science uh-huh. class real quick. I got a lot of biology degrees, y'all. I got to use it somewhere.
Oh, please.
So a solution, right, in terms of chemistry, you actually have two parts that make up a solution, right? It's a solvent, which is like, let's just say water is a solvent, mm-hmm. and you have a solute, something that dissolves into water. So it's mm-hmm. two parts. Mm-hmm. So let's just think about that, for example, the groups that you have. Put a rock in water, you can stir it till Jesus come. Ain't nothing happening. It's a rock in water. Mm-hmm. You in the solvent to become a solution, the two have to become one. Mm. Homogeneous, like there's no, yeah. you can't find okay, salt inside the water.
You're missing
no more.
This.
What's
right
that
here.
Word you said?
Yeah. Homogeneous.
Say it again.
Homogeneous.
Yeah.
You can't find sugar in the water.
Yeah, yeah.
When you put it in there, mix it. So I'm saying, for a lot of us, number one, are you in the right solvent?
Yeah.
Because you could be somewhere mm-hmm. immersed in that, and like, let's just put sugar in oil. You ain't getting lemonade from mm-hmm. that. Yeah. You can mm-hmm. stir it all you want. I don't even know if that it's going to become homogenous. So you get water, you get sugar.
Consistency without quality. Saying?
Consistency
you're
without quality.
You're rehearsing failure, trying to stir a rock into.
It ain't happening. So mm-hmm. I just want people to understand, you got to be in the right solvent, yeah. and you got to fully, yeah. what you're talking about, the commitment, fully agitate, stir till yeah. we mix, we become one.
Yeah.
There's not a solution over there that I am. I'm going. No, no, no. I am that.
That's it. That's why I just want to make sure, y'all, we slow this thing down like C says all the time. Ma, I think group one and group two never make their dreams become a reality because they're focused on the end goal and not the solution. That's why this conference is so important. What we're going to train people
ET1%.com, ET1%.com.
On solution. We're going to train you on solution. Again, I just want to make sure I'm clear. Every human being is created and designed to make their dreams and goals become a reality. The reason why you don't make them become a reality is because you're focused on the answer and not the solution. So you're focused on all this money, Ma. You're focused on, like you said, getting married. You're focused on whatever you focused on. You're not focused on a solution. So again, the only thing I've ever done well is math. Like, that's my thing. Me and Carl was talking. I was like, Carl, I don't remember which was which, but I got up to calculus. So I don't remember if it was trig first, then calculus. Like, I don't remember. Which one is it?
Trig come first.
So I got to calculus in college, right?
Never got nowhere near neither one.
Right?
1825, shout out.
Now I'm going to tell you why most people struggle in math.
Yep,
right?
Come on, tell
most
me.
People struggle in math because they're focused literally on the answer. And to do well in math, Ma, all you got to do is learn the solution. That's it. It's a formula. It's it. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. But if you're trying to get the answer, and most people are focused on the answer, that's just how we are. No, it's in the solution. So if you fixated on, I want to be in a relationship, guess what you're not doing? You're not focusing on, there are only 10 things I need to do to be a great husband. We talked about it a couple podcasts ago. Bro, let me tell you something. Yeah. I'm being real, bro. Like, to the science, Ma. I know how much time I need to spend with Didi for her to get an A. It's a rubric. I know what to do to piss her off. Like, let me say this to you. I said this in a sermon. Bruh, when we started making money and we both had student loans, Ma, I knew that if you want to get the most out of this student loan experience, you got to pay Didi's first. If you pay yours first and then you pay her second, sequence, Ma. Mm-hmm. I knew if I pay mine first, she was going to look at it. Even though I was going to pay hers off, I knew she would look at it as all this stuff I've done for you, credit, got you out of all this trouble, and then yeah, here you go.
We found out, too, why she said she would cut her hair.
Oh, okay.
She said, I don't have no problem rubbing his stomach at night.
Come on. I'm not mad at her, boy. You got to know.
I ain't got no problem.
You got to know,
I'll be
boy.
Right up on that belly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to know. So for me, I knew you could pay, but if you pay yours first, you're not solving. You feel me? You're going to create more of a problem. They both gonna get paid, but it's sequence.
Yep.
If you pay hers first,
yep.
and then you pay yours second,
uh-huh.
you're gonna get the most out of the experience. So now she gonna go, okay, I put you on my credit without you knowing. I kept your credit strong, right? So when you start making moves, your credit was strong.
Right.
I put money to the side and saved that you didn't know nothing about you was just spending money like crazy. I ain't even tell you the bread was coming in, right? But I put it to the side for both of us. So now that you killing the game, I want to see if you're going to do what I did. You feel me? And so I was like, all right, I got it. God, you know, God is going in prayer. He like pay hers first. So pay hers first. When I paid off the mortgage, Ma, I already knew the deal, Ma. I knew what you trained me on. I was like, okay, I still got to do that. But I knew for Didi being her love language being stability and security.
Yeah.
I knew
that was the move.
The move was not to put in an investment. Yeah. The move was to pay that off. So that she student loans gone, mortgage gone. Now she got at a place of peace.
Yeah,
I knew that was the solution, even though I knew it was other things I could do. So I was like, yo, I heard what Ma told me.
Yep.
So I'm going to sacrifice, going to pay that off. But the first thing I'm going to do after I pay that off, then I'm going to go sequence. Mm-hmm. Carla tell you in math, it's sequence. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Yeah.
If you switch it.
Yeah.
And so what most people are doing, they're not focused on the solution. They're getting so caught up, Ma, on the end goal that they worshiping the end goal and ain't doing nothing daily.
Yeah.
To become that thing that they try. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Yep. So that's why I said we're going to focus on solutions because nobody told me about solutions. So me and my mom was beefing. I just wanted to let her know I was pissed because you lied to me about my biological father. I never went to my mom and was like, hey, Ma, what's the solution here? What's the solution? And so I got so caught up in my emotions, not solutions, that I'm living in abandoned buildings, living outside. Because now my emotions and my passion is taking
over.
I'll
show her.
That's it. I will.
I'm gonna hurt you.
But I'm hurting myself. I'm gonna hurt my biological father. No, you're not. You're not hurting them. You're the one not going to school. You're the one not doing your homework. You're becoming dumber and ignorant, right? And so it don't cost you at 16, but it's gonna cost you at 26.
Yeah.
It's gonna cost you when you speaking and you saying stuff that don't exist. Why? Because you're not disciplined. You didn't get the discipline at 16, 17. So now, like I said, ain't the end of the world, but you saying Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King is married instead of saying Coretta. Why? Because you didn't take school serious.
Yeah.
So now it's catching up with you. That not being disciplined, that I'm going to show you, okay, but who is the person that it actually showed? Mm-hmm. You feel me? And so I'm at a point now.
I got to give you a pass on that one, though, because you talk a lot.
Yeah, but I'm saying still, if I was disciplined.
I want y'all to understand.
I don't think so. Yeah. I'm going to see you on that one. Bro, you was in the heat of a moment, and you was just flowing. I'm going to see you on that.
Yeah, no, I can't really.
But also,
you got to understand something. And I don't, trust me, I wish I ain't had to talk as much as I got to talk now. But when you talk for a living, bro, I love people who just sit back on the internet and just criticize everything. I'm like, y'all don't even understand what it is to talk all the time. You gonna say some stuff off base, off color, and you ain't gonna please everybody, bro. So I wanted to ask y'all, and maybe this shift in focus a little bit, but still on the conference, if you could, I know y'all have many superpowers. Maul got five pillars. Carl, you got 17 degrees. Hip-hop preacher, you got a lot going on. If you could take just one thing that you know you got control over or you own gift-wise or just, you know, whatever you got, and you could impart that into the people on April 16, 17, 18, ET1%.com in Chicago, what would that one thing be I've been able to be with my wife this long, Carl cashing six-figure checks on the reg, Maul got the five pillars, you number one motivational speaker in the world, I can come in here, I'm about to sit down, and this one thing people are going to take with them, apply, and go to the next level with. But I can only do one thing, not a concept, something that you feel like I have, your slingshot, if you will.
Okay, okay, can we say one thing and then you tell us if that's like, no, that's not right.
I don't have a problem with that.
All right. So for me, I really feel like my why.
That's not right.
Okay, all right.
No, other than it. Hey, let me stop you there.
That's why I asked.
Yeah. No, I'm teasing. Continue. I didn't know where you were going. I just wanted to be funny.
Oh, okay, all right. So I'm just saying, like,
when Boog's here, I be trying to make Boog laugh.
Oh, okay. So you said it about Carl, like, yeah, I made y'all get up every day.
Yep.
And do something. So Carl might have been like, E, you had me working on this program that we weren't going to do. And it's like, Carl, I wasn't even on the program. Mm-hmm. I didn't have nothing to do with the program. Like, I need you to be, like, I need you to have a why. And so for me, I think a solution is a why. Because when you don't have a why, then you, what are...
So my thing would be you're then connecting people to their why, right? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, your ability
absolutely.
To connect people.
To make people see. Like, you remember the videos I did, what's your why?
Yep.
And I talked about how Durant number was actually because his coach died at 35 and he wanted to do whatever. And so for me, I think the why, because when you don't know what you're waking up for, it's the worst thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And people think that you have to have some gift. No, you don't. You got to have a reason for getting up. You have a reason for, I got up this morning. Y'all saw what time I text y'all?
3 o'clock
in the morning.
I saw that 4 and went right back to sleep.
Ma, I'm just saying, Ma, I can't not get up at 3.
Yeah.
Like, that's my why. Like, me and God, like, there was a time when I was homeless and we started kicking it. And so I just, my body is like, it's time to get up and pray. Yeah. Even if I don't get out the bed, I'm like, God, can I pray in the bed? You know what I'm saying? Can I not get up and go walking this morning?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, but it's something, Carl, to wake up for. It's like, we got this conference coming up. That's my why. Yeah. We got a book coming out. That's my why. We got a product that's coming out. That's my why. People need to get their bills paid. That's my why. Yeah. I'm just being real, Carl. And I ain't bragging. I'm just saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, since we started doing salary, Carl, how often have you not gotten a check?
Never.
Bruh, that's my why every month. I ain't never had no excuse on why they don't get their check. Insurance. You ever had your insurance lapse?
Let me tell you something. I'd be calling, like, I want to say thank you to ET every time. Jesse at the eyeglasses joint. Now, insurance be covering about 70% of that, bro.
You feel what I'm saying? That's my why. Like, imagine if you don't have a... So people think Ma's smarter or Carl's smarter or C more handsome and intelligent.
Well.
You know what I'm saying?
Slow down.
Some of this is true. He said people think.
Some of this is true.
You feel what I'm saying?
Some of these are just facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying, Carl, people think it's in the attribute. It's not. It's in your why. Ain't nobody doper than nobody else. Some people just know why they getting up. The dude from the Pistons got into a fight. I thought it was the craziest thing. I'm like, bro, you got into a fight. You're a basketball player. He said, no, don't get it twisted. They brought me here.
I'm an enforcer.
I know my why. I'm getting off the bench, and I'm coming to knock you out because I'm – but why? Bro, when I was with Detroit, the Bad Boys, then the next Bad Boy, like, that's a part of our identity, our culture. So I feel like when you don't know why you're waking up, you don't know what your identity is, you don't know what your culture is, bro, that's a dangerous place to be in. So I'm going to teach you how to do that.
Yeah, for me, and I just got to speak from experience, I would have to say that I would want to leave or impress upon the people a different level of belief.
Mm.
I know y'all see me, and I know CJ think I'm the smartest man in the world.
Yeah.
But really,
some things are facts.
Facts. But really, and I want y'all to hear this. Really, 98% of the things I have in my life came from a belief level. It didn't come from it was the belief level.
What does that mean, though, Maul?
Meaning that I have a level of belief where some people say that they believe something, right? Like, if you say, you know, I want to, let's just use a home, like I use Lil J for example. How many people have we heard say they want a son, right? Or they want to have a child. And then they say it from a position where it's like, I do want a son, but if If I just get whatever I have, then I'm fine.
Yeah. Just a healthy baby.
Just a healthy baby. Yeah. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
They say, well, you know, if a boy come or if a girl, whatever, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I really, really believe that when I say something, I am going to realize what it is that I speak.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been that way. And it moves me and it drives me. With the commitment level that I have, go back to the commitment. Yeah. My commitment is based off of that belief.
Absolutely.
But if you don't really believe, or you like, I'll be fine with whatever it is. I really don't have to have a boy, but I want a boy. But now your commitment level is different.
Yeah.
So your belief changes your commitment
level.
And
your commitment level does what?
And your commitment level is what drives you to get to the finish line.
Yeah.
So I would want to press upon them just a new level of belief. Like, I believe for things that most people can't see. You know, when most people don't even believe 100% for the things they can see.
Come on, Mom.
I would want, because I know that no matter if we teach them whatever it is we teach them the solution, but if they don't really believe that the solution is possible for them, then what good is it to have the solution? So I would want them to be able to really, I think that belief is the first part. You know,
I believe that.
And absolutely.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
But I believe that.
Even when you look, belief is so strong that belief comes before act. So I want you to hear that. Most people act without real belief. Your belief is what's going to
manifest.
Your belief is what's going to, I guess, manifest or whatever on the level of how you act. If you think about this, and not to get religious, but to get religious,
please.
Even before Christ performed any miracle, he asked the individual,
Do you believe?
Meaning that the act itself
is not
is already possible. But it's not possible for you
if you don't,
if you don't believe
it.
Matter of fact, said that Christ went and he was able to perform miracles everywhere except, one place.
That's crazy.
And that was the place that he came from.
That's crazy.
And because they did not have belief. So therefore,
They've been seeing them. That's like Jesus.
That's little Jesus. So just think about this. Y'all stay right here.
Jake.
Think about this.
Yeah.
They could they could not receive because they did not believe. So therefore, it
didn't matter who he was.
It didn't matter who he was. So it doesn't matter what it is in life you want. You're not going to be able to receive it if you don't first believe it. And believe to a level that you know is possible for you. So belief is not for the creator who's given the gift. Belief is for you. And so I would want them to, man, walk away with it, because I want them to feel empowered that they can really. So when you putting together what it is you tell me that I'm going to speak about, maybe it can be something dealing with that belief system, because I really, what I see and what I hear and when I get messages from people.
They don't believe.
They don't believe.
They don't believe.
Or I'm getting messages from people because, like when I did the house video, they like, oh, man, you just showed me something I didn't even know was possible. I didn't believe. How can you create a reverse engineer, like you always say, bro, a life for yourself if you don't even know it first exists? How can you do it unless you first believe that it's possible for you?
Middle group, man.
What I showed my house is literally nothing more than the image or the realization of something that I believed when I was 22 years old, because I seen it. Somebody else.
Where you see that, Ma? You didn't see it. How do you see it if you didn't see it?
No, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know it was. I didn't believe for that type of house until I seen it with my boy.
But how did you see it for you?
Then I went to go seek the evidence. You go back to what we just said in the beginning. Once I saw my boy, I came back. I had the image. This is possible. Now I went back to Chicago to seek the evidence. You know, to seek the exposure of what it is that I saw. But I was in that belief. I believed that it was for me. I believed that I could get it one day. Once I saw Damon's Uncle Rob had something similar to what Ed had, to what my guy had, then at that point now, my belief level that it's possible for me and my family, and I went after and I kept on until I realized it. And then now all of a sudden, I showed everybody, and everybody like, oh man, you got this. People talking about my house, like I used to talk about when I talked about his house.
That's
when
good.
I talked about walking into the area, then the gates opened up and I seen people walking and kids with private school.
Think about that.
I used to say that the image I saw, I used to see kids with plaid outfits. All three of my kids
had plaid outfits.
Bruh, I used to see women walk in the neighborhood exercising, bruh, during the day when everybody else should have been at work.
Now your wife is.
My wife ain't been working in 25
years.
Come
on, Ma. So can I tell you what group I want you to bless? Remember I told you the 10%? Mm-hmm. Those are the people in the red zone, but they're not in the end zone. I want you to bless those people biblically that said, you think you could heal my son? And he said, I believe. Help my unbelief. That's the group I want you to talk to. They believe.
They believe.
Like my man, Jesus was like, hey, you believe I can heal your son? He was like, I ain't going to lie to you. They be lying. I ain't going to lie to you. I do believe, but help my unbelief. He like, I'm 60-40.
And E, as a pastor.
He like, I'm 60-40. I want you to talk to that group that believe, but what's hurting them, they believe in God.
Yeah.
They believe in miracles. They don't know if they believe it for themselves as much as they believe in miracles.
Yeah.
Like, they do believe in miracles. They seen other people doing it. So they know God exists. They know stuff happened for people. But now their life is getting so crazy that they starting to let the life kind of make them feel like maybe God ain't who he say he is. Maybe God can't do what he say he could do. Because this experience that I've gone through seems realer than God seems. Mm. That's the group I want you to work with, Ma, because they already believe in God. They just can't get in the end zone, Ma. They stuck at the six-yard line. They keep getting stopped at the six-yard line. They like bringing the field goal team. Yeah. They keep kicking a field goal instead of like that coach that's like, nah, bruh, I believe we can score. I don't care if it's fourth. I'm just saying that some coaches, Ma, when they look at fourth down, how do I say this, C? There's some coaches that see four downs to get in the end zone. They don't see fourth down and go bring in the – I'm saying it's a mindset, Ma.
It's a mindset. Yeah.
So the dude that believe but help my unbelief, he the dude that believe we could score into his fourth down.
Yeah.
And then he like bring in the field goal. There's another coach is like,
we got a whole nother down.
We got a whole nother down. We got four chances to score.
It's a quarter of our chances.
Yeah, right. That's the group I want you to speak to because they believe in God, but they lost a little bit of that. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm on the other side too. But you being a pastor. What?
You a pastor?
ET the hip hop preacher. You put that on me. At first, I was just ET. You put that on me.
What was it? Why do you think that? Because Christ was able to perform miracles all day long, right? He didn't need your permission to perform a miracle.
Yeah.
But why?
He does need your permission.
There you go. Why did he ask?
He needs your permission.
Why did he ask, do you believe that this
he
could
needs
happen?
Your permission to like, do what? It. He's a gentleman. And he's given us free will. Like, that's the only thing that humans have that animals don't have. We have free will. A lion can't get itself out to Serengeti, get on a plane and come over here and chill. He's doomed to whatever life, good or bad. A whale, when he come in, he doomed to whatever that life is right there. Humans, we got free will, bro. We can do what we want to do when we want to do it. Good, bad, or indifferent.
That's not always a good thing.
It's not at all.
Because I've always like before I come up with any vision or before I'm seeking something in my life on a high level, I used to always hear, do you believe? I would always hear in my head, I would always hear like Christ asking me, do you believe? When I was trying for my son, do you believe? When I was trying to get the house, do you believe? So I think that's something that's missing with a lot of people, bro. Their belief is not there.
Yep, Carl.
When I say it, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but the more I think about it, I think leverage is the word that I'm stuck with this year. And I say that because, and y'all know me, y'all have been with us, right? The thing for me that I didn't value Carl, I didn't know who I was. And now that I understand that, like, dude, that's the key that opens every door that I have right now. Like, as we talk about, you know, exposure to clients, it's because of what we did here that now I'm exposed to other clients to work on, exposure to real estate. It wasn't because Carl was this really cool dude that E and CJ loved. Marlon just come in like, yeah, he a real nice dude. No, there's something that I have that I can use, but I can use that for leverage. And not in a selfish way, like, I'm just going to use this to get me. I'm saying that's the thing that God has given me. That's my key to open all the doors in life. So I want people to understand, whatever you have. And he talked about, I remember Neo taking your bags. Yep. Whatever you have, like, that's the key to open
Neo
the door.
Killing it now.
Look at Neo now. Like, Neo's running circles around most people that didn't want to lift none of your bags.
Yeah.
You know
now
what I'm
Neo
saying?
Got people carrying his bags.
Let's just be
Neo,
real.
And Neo, when he's with me, he's still carrying
he's
my bags.
He's still doing it.
Neo like, no, let me get E bag.
Yeah. Jay, I ain't want to give you PTSD. Jay was carrying the bags at MSU. But I'm just being real. Like, that's the season. That's the thing you can do. I'm telling y'all, do it with every bit of energy you got. Yeah. I promise y'all, you text me today like, Carl, over here, set up. Bro, I was over here at least an hour earlier making sure this was on.
Because that's what you
I don't
can
know
do.
that means a lot to nobody, but I don't care what it means to nobody. This is what I got.
Yeah. Mm.
And when I do it, that's going to open up doors. Bruh, anytime y'all think about Carl showing up, like, that shouldn't even be a thought. You get what I'm saying? So again, I'm trying to tell people, like, that's use whatever it is you got.
That's the solution.
That
got
is
this
it.
Drum.
Yeah.
That's it, bro. A little drum.
ET1%.com, y'all. Make sure you're there. Make sure, again, I asked y'all. We don't ask y'all for many favors, but he said we're gonna get 6,000.
Yes, sir.
Oh, believe.
So, more than 6,000 needed. I'm believing, to be honest, but it don't fit that many.
Yeah, I'm believing. But I need y'all help activating. So, hey, man, tell somebody, bring 5 people with you. Bring 10. Like Mar used to bring a whole crew. Bring everybody with you. Buy extra tickets for people. Just give them away. If you are blessed and in a financial position where you know, hey, I can get 3, 4, 5, 10 tickets and just bless people with them, do that. April 16, 17, 18, Chicago, Illinois. We'll be in the building. Mar is our official Chicago host.
Ambassador.
Mm. Yeah, he going to light the torch at the conference.
Let's go.
Carry. Yeah, and we're going to go up. That's big. So make sure you're there, ET1%.com. Calm down, Carl.
Hey, man, Mar, what do you do when somebody's not paying rent? What's the legal process?
You evict them.
Ah, so there's a lot of us that are not evicting some thoughts. There's a lot of us that's holding on some thoughts, y'all. I promise y'all, this has been my breakthrough. Bro, and I'll be super transparent with y'all. I get a text sometimes that's like, man, and it's just like, bro, you have the opportunity right there in that moment to think a different thought. And I'm challenging you now, evict them thoughts. Don't let them just stay in there and not pay rent. Like, they're taking up unnecessary space that you can be using. You should be using your mind for construction. I'm trying to choose my words carefully. Yeah. Construction architect. And not storage.
Yeah. Architect. We said it. Not a victim, be an architect.
Yep. So let's make sure that we evicting all them thoughts out your mind, man. And I'm telling y'all, that's the real secret. Like, that's a solution.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, that thought teach is taking that
there.
You down a
teach
path.
Teach that there, Carl.
I got you.
You need to teach that there at the conference. Like,
appreciate that. Calm down, Carl. Yeah. Mar's millionaire moment.
Man, some of y'all been investing in real estate. Some of y'all been investing in the stock market. Some of y'all been investing in Bitcoin, but you forgot to invest in yourself. You are the number one investment that you will ever make.
Yeah, that's good, Mar.
No other investment has more equity than what you have
That's good,
in yourself.
Yeah, that's good.
So take this time to learn how to invest in yourself. You've been going to financial advisors.
Yeah.
You've been going to all these other people, seeing how you can get a return off of your portfolio.
Yeah.
But you forgot to invest in the number one investment, and that's you.
Yeah, yeah.
Coach, you owe you. Ball. You.
Yeah.
Come on.
Sound familiar?
Heard that somewhere before.
ET1%.
Go get the book.
ET1%.
Like, that book still need to be bought. Yeah.
You owe you. That's
real. You owe you. That's good, Mar. That's good.
ET1%.com. Make sure y'all go check it out. We out of here. We love you, Will.
See you next week.
Let's go.
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You make this, you concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart.
Thank you so much for rocking with us as always, right? We don't take it lightly, guys. And we hope that we've provided transformation and not just information. We want you to become the best version of yourself, right? Make sure you check out the show notes to access all the important links and get your product discounts. Now, one favor we're asking of you, do us this favor. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We want to know your feedback on how we can serve you better. And if there's anyone that you think could benefit from listening to this show, please, I'm begging you, please share it with them. And remember, as E always says, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.